Well, good morning. All right.
You can't beat that, so that's all right. Jesus Christ is our living hope, and my prayer this morning is that through his word, we would make much of him. If you have your Bibles, I would ask you to join me in John chapter 1 as we begin, really, our trek that's going to take us a long time, I think, to get through the entire Gospel of John, but it is going to be a good journey. We are going to pick it up in verse 6, and it's going to be a little different. We're going to read and look at this morning verses 6 through 8, and we're also going to go and jump down, and we're going to look at verses 19 through 28. So we're going to kind of be in two different texts, but all in the same text as we unpack John the Baptist. There was a story told of Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor was asked to speak in Australia, and so he shows up, he's going to speak, and the moderator gets up, and he starts introducing Hudson Taylor, and he, like, goes on and on and on about how amazing this man is, this Hudson Taylor, and he goes on this long spiel about how this great man is going to come and speak to us, and he ends his introduction of Hudson Taylor with this. He says, "Let us welcome our illustrious guest, Hudson Taylor." So Hudson Taylor walks up on the stage and he stands behind the pulpit, and his opening remarks are this: "My dear friends, I am a tiny little servant of an illustrious master." See, the pulpit that day was not about Hudson Taylor. It was about the one whom Hudson Taylor served. When you sit here on a Sunday morning, it's not about the man behind the pulpit. It's not about me. It's not about Pastor Matt. It's not about whichever man would sit here and declare to you the word of God. We are little tiny servants of an illustrious master. It's not about the one behind the pulpit. About the one of whom that one speaks of. It is about pointing to the master. It is about pointing to the one who came and set us free. It is about Jesus Christ. And I pray that as we unpack the man John the Baptist, as we unpack this morning, you will see that that is absolutely John's desire throughout his whole ministry, is to think less of him and point less of him and more to the illustrious master. So would you join me in John chapter 1? I'm going to read verses 6 through 8, and then jumping down, I'm going to read 19 through 28. Here's what the word of the Lord says. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light." Now jump down to verse 19. "And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Are you the prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' So they said to him, 'Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?' And he said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent there from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. That's our text this morning. And I want to jump back right into verses 6 through 8 and begin to unpack what this text is saying, because these few verses pretty much epitomize all of John the Baptist's ministry. This is who he is. This is what he does. This is at the very heart and core of John the Baptist. Now, I want to make sure for those of you in this room not to get confused, the author of this book is John the Apostle, and John the Baptist are two different people. So just so that we make clear, not any confusion, these two Johns are two different Johns, okay? But the first thing we see is this. There was a man sent from God. Now, let's not just gloss over that. This word sent is the same word that we get like apostle from. And that means he was sent by God for a very specific designated purpose. It wasn't that he was just a random guy, but God, in his providence, sent John the Baptist for a very specific purpose. And what was that purpose? Well, if we keep reading, he says, whose name was John, in verse 7, he came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. You've heard often from this pulpit that we say when the Bible repeats itself, we best pay attention. Well, in two verses, we read the word witness three times. John came as a witness. In fact, this term witness is actually used 26 times in the Gospel of John alone. And that term in the Greek is martyrio, which is where we get our word martyr from. That's where we get our word martyr from. So John was sent the very specific purpose to be a witness, and ultimately, John would give up his life for this purpose. Ultimately, we know the ending of John the Baptist. He's beheaded because of Herod, right? He would give up his life for holding fast to the truth of God's word. But notice, he says, he came as a witness to bear witness about the light. That's who he is, and that is what he does. He came as a witness. It makes very, very clear. He's not the light, but he is pointing everybody to the light. He comes as a witness to bear witness about the light. His job was to constantly take and shine a massive direction, you know those guys outside of like Pizza Hut or whatever, and they used to like spin the signs, like they'd have to stand there for hours and like spin the signs and then stand there and point, right? That's John the Baptist's job, essentially. I mean, he doesn't have a sign, he's not spinning things around, but all he's doing, he's getting his eyes off of himself and he's directing everybody to what is important. That's his job, that's his role. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light. And what we see in John's ministry is all about that. Go with me to John chapter 3. Now, we're going to unpack this whenever we get to John 3. Not sure how long that's going to take us. So we won't spend a ton of time in this text. But listen to an interaction. So basically, John's disciples are kind of coming to him now and saying, John, there's a whole lot of people following this Jesus. Right? And they're kind of concerned. And listen to John the Baptist's response to his own disciples. Okay? John chapter 3, picking it up in verse 25. Now, a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, there's that word again, look, he is baptizing and all are going to him. There's this concern. They're like, this guy that you are bearing witness about, he's gaining popularity. They're all going to him. And so John answered, a person cannot receive even one thing unless it is from given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete, for he must increase, but I must decrease. You just hear John's heart, John's voice through this. It's like, all I care about is that I decrease, he increases, and I have joy complete because the bridegroom's voice is being heard and people are flocking to him. It's not about me, but it's just about John. It's about Jesus. He is shining a massive floodlight on the light, Jesus Christ. That's his job. That is his role. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that what? All might believe through him. See, he's coming in and he says, it's not about me. I'm bearing witness about the light that all might believe through him. All might come to salvation through him. It's not through me. I am just a witness. I am just a guy declaring to you that that's the one through whom salvation comes. That's the one through whom salvation comes. It is all about him. That all might believe through him. He is shining a huge floodlight on the light. It is about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. In fact, the word witness, as we continue to look, is the exact same word once again given in Acts chapter 1. So join me there. Acts chapter 1. Starting in verse 6. So when they, that is the disciples, had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in all Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The same word. Your job is not to have people come to you and for you to be awesome, but you are going to be what? Witnesses, martyrs for my name, directing people to me. You're going to direct people to Jesus. That is your role as my disciples. You're going to do it in Jerusalem. You're going to do it in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now, did the disciples get to the ends of the earth? No. So this is a command for John. This is a command for the apostles and the disciples at that time, and that's a continuing command for all of those who bear the name of Christ, that your job is to be a witness directing people to Christ. That's your job. That's your role. That's my role, is to direct people to Jesus, to be his witness. It's not about me. It's not about the one behind the pulpit. It's not about anything other than directing people to Christ. And emphatically, back in our original text, John chapter 1, verse 8, he was not the light. It makes it very clear. John's not the light, but came to what? Bear witness about the light. He came to direct people to Jesus Christ. So then we jump down to verse 19. So this is happening. John is walking around. He is talking constantly about Jesus, and people are coming, and they're being baptized by John. They're coming, and they're